She excelled in most everything, and she attacked it. She believed that the best was the way to go. She did well in high school, she did well in college, she did well with all the hobbies that she had, poetry that she wrote, pictures that she drew. She was a talented soul. The earth is blessed because she was here. Joe was a poet, and I shared that love with her. So as I began to think about Joe's life and Jean's, I wrote out some of it in poetry, so if you bear with me at this time. She played in the Reynolds front yard. If the Reynolds kids are not over there, she played like she worked very hard and saw that the winning was always fair. Smart as a whip and worked at school, excelling in most all she pursued. Doing her best was her first rule, growing in skills which God had indeed. High school finished, then came Texas Tech. With all the young men that she might meet, who would ever dare expect she would choose that boy from across the street? College all finished, they settled in, and began raising children right away, in the very same house where Twinkles had been, a most happy family, one would say. With Reynolds Research across the street, Jean and family hired women and men, and Reynolds landlords began to meet a tremendous need that I was in. Those machines shoot soon sold and the state traveled out. Jean sold with his dad, and sometimes alone, and worked at the plant when they were not out. A rapid growth of the plant was shown. Then came an accidental fall, as Jean worked up high, when all the family gave out all to see our son, brother, husband, did not die. 6 years later, we let him go. Life had lost much of its meaning. His demise was long and slow, and his last harvest did its gleaning. So Joe became both mom and dad, filling the well of her old now good. She gave in love all she had, one more reason to be in heaven. She deserves that sweet release that comes to us when final breath slows at last and then shall cease in what the world knows as death. But like as Christ rose from the dead, so shall we put on new life and know eternal joy instead of this short life's long seeming strife. We lived in San Juan, just a little bit down the road from where Joe lived for most of the time that we were there. Dorothy and I joined Mother Daddy Reynolds when we went up to Joe and Jean's wedding in Texas Tech. That was quite a celebration. Lots of students there. It was a really great time. I found out back then that there was no blood in Daddy Reynolds because he was driving the car right behind Jean when they left to go on their honeymoon. And he just put his car across the narrow street where the students were trying to follow them. There they were. They stayed there while Jean and Joe went on down the road. Well, I remember one time when I was part of an entertainment group at San Juan, and Jean was out in the audience. Of course, this was decided upon before the actually occurred. I was singing Nichalo Nichalo, Sons of Russia, and so kind of a strange sort of song. Indeed, it's about the audience, and he says, you know, you ought to put some action in that song. Right in the middle of the song, he did this. I said, well, why don't you come up here and help me put some action in the song? So Dean stood behind me, and as I sang Nichalo, he waved his arms and back of his head and did all those things. Just broke the audience up. It was a funny sort of thing. I never have been able to forget that. That was the kind of freewheeling person he was. He could just sit right in most any place. Excellent physical condition. I remember his running barefooted all the way around this little place there, all the way around the orchard. And when he get back, he ran. He didn't just trot, he ran. When he get back, he just said, shh. That was it. He was back to normal. It was in that sort of condition that he was at the time that the fall came. He was so concentrated on the invention that he was working on that he stepped off backwards from the ledge on the house that they lived in and struck his head on the cement below. And Dorothy and I were in Manhattan, Kansas at that time visiting with our children. We got in the car and drove all the way to McAllen without stopping. And I sat 2 weeks every night with Gene during that time. Joe was so certain that he was going to be all right. And she did not want him to pass away. She said, Oge, whatever you do, don't let them stop putting ice on him. So we did that. It was a fairly short time after that when Joe wrote the letter to Dorothy and me, and she said, if anything should happen to me, would you, Dorothy, please take charge of our children? Well, I didn't know that charge would come when those children were 40 to 65 years old. I don't know how to take charge of you. I'm willing. But I found the best way to take charge of anyone when they're about 40 years old up is to help them take charge of you. And I need that more than you, you know? So I'm counting on you to do that. I look upon you as my children. I have across the years. You are such a wonderful group. You always meet Uncle Oge with a great big hug and a kiss on the cheek. And you make me feel so loved and